our friends just kept being like, what are you two doing? Like, what is going on? You two just need to get together. And then like...
You did.
We did. And then he just gave me this bathroom. His crib. I got given a bathroom. Wow. And I was like, this is the conversation.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like...
That's you know what? Serious. Not me saying it was just a toothbrush. You could give him a whole bathroom.
I got given a whole bathroom.
No.
He was like, you can use this bathroom for like, if you want to like come and stay or whatever. And I was just like, okay.
Why am I excited?
I remember I was walking out of my house with like, I love an IKEA bag, like them big IKEA bags. I kept just filling it with clothes. And I was like walking out. My mum was like, you're moving out, aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm not moving out.
My next guest for Managed is one of our own clients here at HLD. It's the incredible Francesca Allen. She made a name for herself on Love Island in 2019. She's gone on to do some absolutely incredible things. So I want to discuss with her her career, Love Island, everything in between, and her new life now. Francesca Allen, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Managed, my podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here.
Well, you had no choice, actually. I really did throw this at you.
Well, I could have been on an aeroplane today, so...
Tell me why you're not on an aeroplane.
Ed's work obviously comes first.
So for disclosure, Ed is your...
My fiancé.
That noise was so unattractive, but I'm set. Show me. So I have done... Every time I see
He's
you,
been
I do this.
He's been a fiancé for a long time.
I know... Where's the wedding? I do this every time I see you because that ring is actually sensational.
Thank you.
I wear a Fendi ring here, right? And I'm not married and I just... Maybe I'm praying.
My mum always said it was like bad luck to, do that.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near marriage.
I mean,
so.
I've obviously tried one on that hand, but I never really like wore
it's not like a time. Ring like that. It's like a costume jewelry thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Switch your hands. Maybe you could put it on the index finger.
It doesn't fit. I've got fat fingers. Anyway, off topic. So I wanted you to come on because I feel like you're probably... No, you are probably one of our longest serving clients.
Yeah.
We had like a bit where you were away for a bit, but we won't talk about that.
We broke up and then we found love again.
We found love again. The love never left, to be honest.
It was like a relationship. Like I remember you came out with my mum and my sister and I was like, Hannah, are we getting back together? Is this a thing?
I was like, we can get back together.
Yeah, I was like, I miss you. Love
I know,
you.
It was actually, your mum was so funny that night. She went to the box, didn't she?
She did. She went to the box. She had a great time.
I didn't even get in the box. Oh. I was too drunk. I wasn't allowed in.
We was all drunk. My sister got thrown out of the box.
So her sister got in, who was thrown out, but I was never in.
So. I don't know what happened.
I got victimized, I feel like, because I wasn't even the drunkest. Your sister was way drunker than I was.
We was all pretty lit.
No, it was fun though.
I don't know what my mum was doing. I can't even remember. I remember her taking us home though.
I remember her being in the cab being like, let's go out. Your mum is...
That's where I get it from.
So you found fame on season 5, Love Island, which is... Can you believe 2019 you went on that show?
I know. I feel like a baby. I feel like I was a different person.
You were. It was like four years ago.
I know, but 4 years just flies by.
I know. So I think that kind of leads on to... I really want to deep delve into how the last 4 years has been for you. Because actually, you haven't been with us the whole time.
No.
You came out and you joined a different management.
Yeah.
Then you came to us. Then you had like a bit of a break. And then when we came back together. And I feel like you've been on a real roller coaster of different things. You've done some pretty incredible things that no other Love Island has done. Like you went for dinner with Naomi Campbell, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the gaff, mate, clearly. Here, there and everywhere. But I mean, I originally did Love Island. The show was already on. I didn't really watch TV. I didn't really have much knowledge of the show or of reality TV altogether. My thing was fashion always, and it was really randomly put to me. I'd like was newly single, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna give it
a
go."
Swear on him, by the
way. Can I? I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna give this a go." I thought I'm confident in myself. Like I can do this. It's gonna be like walking into a bar. This is absolutely great. It was nothing like walking into a bar. It was like completely the polar opposite. And I think I'd never been on my own before. I'd always like. Well, you'll find out like through work and stuff. I've always really listened to like my mum and my sister. They've been like my everything. And to be like cut off from them was really scary.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize like how much that would make me grow up, like, and make decisions on my own. So that's one thing I think was really good for it.
But yeah. You were on there for 12 days. And it's actually really incredible to see how far you've come, considering 12 days isn't a huge amount of time.
No.
But you were like, everyone was fascinated by you because I think you were so put together. You have this like really high fashion look. But also, you know, I don't know if you're happy to talk about it. I think you brought something else to the table because you were so honest about the fact that you did have some insecurities around your skin. Mm. I think your skin looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
But you've had your own skincare journey, which you've always documented. And I think that's why people loved you so much, because you were so honest. And I think so many other young women could really relate to you. Was that like, how did you find that? That you, I guess people really did look up to you on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I went there not thinking anything about what would happen afterwards. I literally was just in the moment, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. But when I was in there, I felt like, oh God, like this is actually like a lot more intense than what I ever imagined. So the fact that I got dressed up every day was the only way I could like really be myself. Mm-hmm. And like, this is what I know that I'm good at. This is what I love. This is what I like doing. And that's just what I'm going to do, rather than trying to find a boyfriend, which is what the show's for.
Yeah, but I think it really probably doesn't count with this show. But everyone always says you always find love when you're not looking for it. So maybe that was your mentality on a dating show.
It was kind of like, I put the feelings of others before me. I still do that a bit now, which I don't hate about myself.
But I say, I think it's always a pro. I think everyone always says you need to look out for number one, right? But there is a beauty to not always doing that.
Yeah, when I made like, if someone liked another guy, I'm like, you go ahead, girl. Like, have him. Like, that's fine.
And that's why she came out in 12 days.
Yeah, that is why I didn't make it. And then I remember everyone telling me, like, you know, like, what about Chris? Like, Chris is really nice. And I was just
Chris Taylor.
Yeah. And I was in there and I was just like, he is cute, but like,
just I was saying, wow, because I remember who he ended up with, and I can't remember you being with him.
I was never with him.
Oh, yeah, you were friends, you were besties.
Yeah, I was friends because I was so like adamant that there was no one here for me. I was like, no. There's bigger fish in the sea. And I'm just in a little tank. I'm going to get out there. Yeah, I found it difficult in some ways. But I just made sure I just was myself the whole time. And I think that's what really helped and maybe made me look different.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't looking for anything after. I wasn't looking necessarily for anything in there. Like if something happened, it would be fun. But I wasn't fussed.
Yeah.
I was very happy with my life beforehand and how it was. So I wasn't searching for anything.
That's nice. And then you came out and still weren't searching and you did find love. But we will come back to that. So how do you feel like Love Island boosted your career? Do you think you would have been able to do it on your own, or that Love Island actually was really, you know, the catalyst to keep boosting it
forward? It's definitely a starting point. Like I've gone and done things I probably would never have done. I've gone to like parts of the world I probably would never have gone to if it wasn't for certain work opportunities that came from me being on a show and came from me having a platform. And I think it gives you that quick boost to have in a platform, like because people see you like hundreds. I don't even know how many people watch it, but
millions.
Like, millions, millions of people. Oh, that's so daunting.
And across the globe as well.
Yeah. See, that was another thing that I found mad. Like when I came out, I had people coming up to me from other countries and being like, we love you in Germany. Yeah. And I was thinking,
no, like, so what? Obviously we have Whitney from this year's series.
Yeah.
She's in LA and she said the hotel were like, we're massive fans. We loved you on the show. And she was like, it's a weird experience because obviously she's never been to LA before.
Yeah.
And people know you there. Have you had that when you've gone abroad?
When we went with Boohoo. So considering I've been there like 4 years ago, people were like, Fran, I love you. I was like, me?
Who, me?
I was like, I'm not Kardashian, you know. Like,
am I the drama?
Yeah. So that was really cool. Like things like that's cool because everyone's always nice.
Yeah.
I haven't actually ever had anyone be like really hateful to my face or anything. Yeah. So
they don't tend to do it to the face.
No. So that's always been great.
Well, have you ever had trolling?
Not really. I feel like I didn't really do anything to offend anyone, but then people just randomly would like to comment on obviously how I look and things like that. But I don't really care.
Yeah.
I'm like, nothing you say is as bad as like what my brother and sister have said to me. And
honestly, no one can offend me more than my brothers.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of brothers too.
Savage.
My dad is, I always know if I put on weight, right? If I give him a hug, he'll who go like, oh, you're nice and cuddly. I'm like, great. I'll kill myself.
So my mom's like, they're looking a bit tight. I'm like,
no, but there is something about parents. It's like, I don't even hate them for it because I feel like, none of my friends are going to tell me if I've been eating too much over Christmas, you know, can't wait to see you on Christmas
Day,
Dad.
I'm that friend that's like, you need to fix your hair. You need to do something. I'm that friend.
Do you know that I have done it a couple of times where I've been sat like in maybe a meeting and something in someone's teeth and I just think, I don't know if I know you like that to really, really point that out. I don't need to be embarrassed.
But I would want to know.
I know, but I do understand why people maybe wouldn't say. But if it's my friends, I'll be like, well.
Yeah. I just want everyone to be 10 out of 10. I mean, you are 10 out of 10, but then there's little tweaks sometimes.
Sometimes you just need to be 11 out of 10.
Exactly.
I love that. If you could go back to 2019, would you still do the show?
Yeah, I think I would.
Would you do it differently?
Yes and no. Like, I think... I'm very happy that everyone in my family and all my friends were like, you were just you. Mm. Like, I know sometimes people come out on TV shows and they're like, I was portrayed in such a terrible light. I'm not that person, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, well...
You kind of were that person.
It's kind of hard.
I think sometimes people are edited funny.
Yeah.
And I think it depends, but I think because you...
It's kind of hard to be called out of being a bad person if you're not. I don't know. I know it sounds... bad to say, but unless you're really listening to what producers are telling you and you're really like looking for that. Like I was being told to do certain things I don't agree with. And I was like, no, just no. Like that's not really my view and my opinion. So I'm not going to do it. But you have to be strong enough to say that.
Yeah. And I think it's like any of these shows, I think people say a lot about Love Island, but I think we would be really honest. Every single show that you go on, that is reality. Whether it's TOWIE, whether it's like a Netflix show.
Yeah.
Producer's job is to produce a show worth watching. And there are certain characters that are easier to produce than others, for sure. Like, I know for a fact, and you know me very well, if I went on TV, people would hate me. Because I am either... You would either really like me because I'm very outspoken.
Yeah.
Or you would absolutely hate me because I'm very outspoken. And not, you know, I feel like I call it as it is, you know.
But that's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing in business. It's not really for reality TV, though. Which is why I'm behind the scenes.
True. Maybe I'm just too much of a people pleaser. I'm like,
I don't think I'm a people pleaser. I think you stand up for yourself when needs be. I don't think you...
Yeah.
But I think because you're so kind and just so bubbly, you don't... Oh, my God, I just like crawl out. No, but it's true. You're so kind. You have a loving soul.
I don't like upsetting people. I don't like people being upset.
No, you
really
don't.
Doesn't sit right with me.
But if someone's done something to upset you, you're fine to call it out.
Yeah, I'm happy to say, because I think if you're doing something wrong, or if I've had enough, if I'm sick of your shit, then I'm just going to say I'm sick of you.
So you would still do it again?
Yeah, I think I would. I don't think... There's certain things maybe I think, oh, maybe I would. Maybe I would have, like, made more effort with a boy. But I'm just... I don't know.
Yeah.
That's scary for me. Like, I always was used to being more approached. Like, not like that, but... I mean, I've actually walked up to all my boyfriends, but I've been drunk.
Yeah, it's like, so different.
It's so different.
You don't really drink in Love Island.
No, you get like two drinks. What is that going to do? It doesn't even touch the sides of me. I'm a hardcore.
And we can drink.
I can drink.
You know
what? We can drink.
But you know, for a petite girl, you can really drink most people under the table.
We can drink.
Oh, I know. I can drink for sure. But you know what? Recently, I've not actually been able to drink as much because I've lost weight. I don't know. It's something like my tolerance.
Or maybe it's because you're not drinking as much as you was. Like, I think if you get into like a routine with it,
yeah,
you build up the intolerance to it.
Well, I'm a bit older
or
now.
Or tolerance.
I think when you're older, you naturally drink a little bit less.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was like, party.
Yeah, same. I loved it.
I loved it.
Everyone knew, now, especially after Love Island, it was like vents left, right and centre during the week. I was like, I was like, guys, I'm taking you all to the VIP section in this place. I know some friends. We're going to have some drinks. It's going to be cool. I was like, these are my Love Island friends.
And now it's like 11 p.m. I'm in bed.
Oh my God, yeah.
Day drinking is dangerous for me.
I'm having to wake up at 6:30 a.m. in the kitchen, like there's one eye open, just like making Ed some food.
You're making out you've got kids.
I think I have one already.
Oh, yeah. But
big child.
Big child. I'm going to say this is not a pregnancy announcement.
Before. No. Not yet.
Not
I'm going to hold out on that one for a bit.
All right, for that day. you were a business owner before you went on Love Island. for those who don't know, can you explain your business before? And then obviously you have another one now.
Yeah, so it was just clothing and jewelry, like fast fashion, footfall,
like
based,
a boutique.
Nothing online. Yeah, just like a little boutique in out on High Street with my sister. And yeah, just like buying and selling clothes. We worked very well as a team. Like she's mm-hmm. very good at spotting things and buying it, and I'm very good at more like the styling of things and
yeah,
running, delegating.
You're like a stylist as well.
Yeah, so together we work really, really well.
Do you think your business did better the moment you kind of had that platform from the show?
I think it put more of like a spotlight on it, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not on, we wasn't online at this point. It was very much like, I don't know, still people just, if you're living in the area, then you're going to come, but you're always going to come anyway if you're in the area because there's not really much there.
Are you online now?
Yeah. We're jewelry based online now. Cloud 18. Just going to slip that in there on the podcast. Thank you very much, Hannah, for the
mic drop
promo. But yeah.
Do you wish you went a bit quicker onto the online market?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it introduced me to a whole nother world. Like I didn't really know how online really worked. Like still now I'm still learning. It's all like a bit technical, but I'm SEOs and stuff.
Oh, so this is the thing I try and explain to people.
Yeah.
I have a service-based business.
Yeah.
I do not sell products. So I don't even really know what I know what SEO is, but like, see, like you have like barcodes. Mm-hmm. I find it baffling that each individual barcode matches something completely different.
Yeah.
And it's just some lines that have really got you there. And there's so many of them. Like,
you know your stuff.
No, but I just find it. It's almost like one of those questions where you question the universe one day.
Yeah.
I just look at them sometimes. I'm like, how can you tell that that's not like a top and that's a piece of chicken from the shop? Like, you know what I mean?
It's true. Me and my sister really laugh. Like, we look at each other sometimes. Like, if we go and get, like, more information from, like, other people, like, we'll speak to, like, marketers and all these kind of things. And we just sit there and we're just like, we are so clueless. But we know how to sell something.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's kind of the same concept. But I was very lucky that I've obviously been introduced to this world now. And a lot of my friends are, like, influencers. So they, like, really helped me out. And they genuinely liked the products, which was amazing. So it took like about, I'd say maybe nearly a year. We're like a year and a half old now. And yeah, and it took like about a year and people started approaching us. Gifting was like the best thing for us that we could ever do.
Would you recommend like, that to other small businesses?
100%. Like the power of influencers is insane. Like I obviously already knew that, but then having like a collective of like other people with other reach.
And completely really different good. Audiences as well.
Yeah.
Interesting that you say that as someone who I would class as an influencer. But, you know, you have these, like, I guess two different hats on, right? You have your Fran Allen business owner CEO hat, and then you've got your influencer hat because you can create amazing content and you do create beautiful content.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
No, yeah, I think it's, well, I personally do not enjoy things like that, but I think that's where we differ. I like taking a banging pic and then for 6 weeks is nothing. Phenomenal.
Like, that was me and me now.
Well, that was you for a bit and now you're back to consistency, and I think consistency is key as well.
Yeah,
and
I think
it's something that people forget when they're trying to be an influencer.
I'll shy away from it sometimes though. I don't know why. Because I feel like you don't necessarily get taken very seriously when you say, oh, like if you meet someone out and you say, oh, I'm an influencer. And they're like, okay.
I think content creator is quite nice.
Yeah, content creator is much nicer.
Yeah.
But I found myself for a long time always leading with, oh, I have a shop. Like that was my lead because I'd be taken more seriously by saying that, which is ridiculous because being a content creator is hardcore.
It's like, hard.
I would rather sometimes sit in the shop, no makeup on, hair scragged back, digging like all the jewelry, packing orders and stuff, than actually like getting fully ready and like do it, finding somewhere nice, finding light and not feeling embarrassed by putting a tripod up or trying to find a mate to come out with me. Like sometimes it is, I don't know.
Also, like filming days can be really long and tiring.
Yeah.
I've been on content shoots before for like brands and it's like 12 hours days and there's no need.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. And you know, there is obviously a need, but in terms of people don't see the work that goes into it, the time, the effort, the amount of people on these sets or behind the scenes.
Yeah.
For someone to then say your job is dumb. I just think, is it?
Yeah.
Is it dumb or is just this mind a little bit closed?
And like the feeling of having to stare at yourself for that long period of time as well. Like if you're looking through the photos that you've got and then you need numbing. To like choose something, it's almost like, and then you get really picky. I can't look at myself for too long. I'm like, just someone's
lucky you're very good at it, isn't it? This one's a bit of a rogue one.
Okay.
Is it Love Island or is it Business Island? As in people go on there for business purposes.
I think it's changed.
Yeah.
Over the years, because I think people have seen how successful people have come from being successful on the show. Like sometimes I don't really watch it anymore. Like, I mean, I never really watched it before, but now I really like don't really watch it. Because sometimes I watch things and I'm just like, because I've been there. I'm like, bitch. I'm like, don't even. Like, I don't know. It feels very like how many times did you say that?
Yeah, I think you see it's it from like, a different side to everyone else. I probably wouldn't look at it and say how many times, but do you get made to repeat things?
Sometimes, yeah. That I found really strange. Like I couldn't really wrap my head around the whole thing because I was a believer that this was all just natural. We were just left out in the wild on this,
the wild
in
of
this
a villa.
Yeah, yeah. But I was like, I want to be my AstroTurf. But I was just thinking, I thought you was just like...
Free for all.
Yeah. Everyone was chatting. I thought it was all like fun. It's different.
So do you think now people go on it more for business than they do for love? Because I think, you know, the first few series, you couldn't even question that because no one knew the success
of
the show to the point now that it's like a whole franchise in itself. We've got different countries who've got their own versions. So we've got Love Island, the games. Love Island, the... What's the word? Not the reunion.
They did All Stars.
All Stars, that's it. All Stars.
What is
obviously, you won't be on any because you are a happily married lady.
I mean, if they were like actually like games as in like...
No love involved.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
Absolutely. I would love to do something that was like physically and mentally
I don't even know if you have to couple up on those ones because obviously it's not been released yet. We'd be really interested to see.
Yeah. Something like The Challenge as well. I think they're so fun.
Yeah, I think...
They're quite savage, some of the things they do.
Yeah, and I also think it's... Sometimes it can be quite hard. I think I see it now from a different side as a manager. So can I imagine how you see it? There's certain series I've watched and I know that someone has very much gone in knowing that's what they're going to say. They're aware the cameras are there. Mm. But for me, I would never sign them because I know it's inauthentic.
Yeah.
You cannot buy authenticity. And brands see through it.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true. So obviously you came from the show and... You went down this different path. You really wanted to go down high fashion and stick to the fashion side. Did you see that there was a stigma around coming from a show like Love Island? You know, was there struggles along with that? Because I would argue there is 100% a stigma that comes. With every pro, there is a negative that comes with it.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I wouldn't say I'm like high fashion because I love a little bit of everything. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm a big label whore. Like, if that t-shirt has got like blend... No, not that word. Prada. If that t-shirt has got like Prada in the collar, I'm like, that is the best t-shirt ever. Like, I'm a bit
can
blinded.
Can we appreciate she came in with a Hermes bag or Hermes? Like, that is a Birkin. If she came with a Birkin. Like, she's doing good. And also, if you don't rate the Birkin, unless you're in fashion, you really don't understand the power of the Birkin. You know, I think we'll just drop that one in there.
Thanks.
I saw that when we walked in, I was like... Wow, what a woman.
Yeah, I mean, I do love my stuff. But I work hard for myself.
Yeah, and of course. I also, no one's shaming here. Yeah, anything. I'm like this.
Thanks. I mean, I have like, and also my partner has also like gifted me things before, which I'm like over the moon of because that's something that he knows I love.
Wow, at least he knows the way to your heart.
Yeah,
I love
he
that
knows the
you.
Way to my heart and it's through Hermes. But I think I love a bit of both. Like I came from having like nothing at one point. Like I was shopping in like charity shops when I was a teenager when everyone else was like getting brand new juicy tracksuits. I was like, please to my sister, like hand me down. I never got a new one, but still.
I never even had one.
But I used to like make things and like have to like wear things in different ways. I think it did make me look at clothes in a very different way. Like even now, I don't shy away from a charity shop. I love a charity shop.
I like a charity shop.
Love a charity shop.
Also, because I know what I give to charity shops. I think if there's someone else like me who really, I don't have time for Depop, Vinted, or anything like that. I think they're incredible. But when I've tried to do it, I always forgot to send them.
Yeah.
And then people would like leave me reviews like, she's a con artist. I'm like, yeah, but you get your money back. I just forgot. So, you know, my vintage is not looking great.
Oh, I love vintage. I love it.
But I like buying from vintage. I'm terrible at selling. No, I'm terrible at selling. So I give everything to charity, and I know like a lot of it's got labels in it still. And so I always go to that charity shop and hope that that stuff. And sometimes I look through it and I'm like, oh, that's nice. I'm like, oh, fuck, it was mine.
Yeah. I'm buying back my own stuff.
No, I wouldn't buy it back. I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, can I not take it? Like, is it even if I gave it? But no, I wouldn't. Anyway, back to it. Did you find that there was a stigma, like, in things of, in terms of there's certain industries that won't open the door to you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I was really shocked when I got invited to the, oh my God, it was at the British Museum. Fashion for Relief.
Yeah.
Which was like really high-end people. Like, I was sitting in a room with like Charlotte Tilby, Piers Brosnan.
Oh my God. What a man.
Love him. He was my, like, in my VT for Love Island, just be like, who's your ideal man? I was like, Piers Brosnan and James Bond. Like, he was my first, like, childhood crush. I wonder if you knew that. Well, I tried to tell him.
And how did that go down?
I literally was chasing him. He was like leaving this event. And I was like, excuse me. Like, tottering.
Excuse me, I fancy you.
I was like, excuse me. I was like, Piers, you literally turned around and then carried on walking. I was like,
oh, they say never meet your
heroes. Still love you.
They say never meet your heroes.
He's so hot for an
Do you know what? Charlotte Tilbury, I would have been more excited, but I get really excited.
Yeah, I was.
My ginger queen.
Melissa Odebash was there. Like, ooh. Naomi Campbell came up to me, hugged me, and said, thank you for coming. I was like, thank you for coming. I was like, you don't even know who I am, but I love how polite you are. Thank you.
Oh, I love
so her. For me, that was like a mentor. I was the only like reality person there. I remember Maya Jama was in there actually. And
I'm a big
she was like,
fan.
This is mad. She was like, no reality people here. This is a big thing. And I was like, this is a big thing, isn't it? She was super nice. Like, yeah, she was great. But it was really cool to like be in this room with like all these like inspirational people.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was really cool. So I felt like, oh, I'm actually like,
so you kind of broke down that sort of barrier. I know in a lot of things that we work across, it can be easy for brands to be like, no. And we kind of know why.
Yeah. I tried to step away from it, but in the same sense, I'm like, well, no, it's something I did, and it's something I am like proud of in a way. I was a bit ashamed at first because I was like, gosh, like this is like coming with a really like cheap and tacky tag.
But that's what I mean by stigma. I think but I don't think it has to be cheap.
Even
and tacky.
My partners, like parents, were like,
but I think it's because it's a dating show, not because it's Love Island. I think it's because it's a dating show.
Yeah.
There is that sort of stick. And I think it's all to do with what people go on to do next. I think now you can see you can actually do anything you want. But if you're willing to put the work in to get there, you know, you're never going to come out like the show and be the next big presenter. You're going to have to put your years in before 100%. You get there.
I think I walked out there and I only had 70K on Instagram. Was like what I had when I left. And because I like was like, no, I'm going to like really go with this fashion thing. People are liking what I'm wearing. This is fun. So I like just kept pushing for it. And then,
here we go. So well, I think this is like the last question, I guess, about Love Island. But one of the things I guess people don't speak about is not everyone makes it on the show, right?
Yeah.
And I actually don't believe that just because you're a finalist, you'll make it. I also don't believe just because you came out, you know, we have you and Sharon Gafka. You both came out quite early on and you both continued names in the industry and doing very well. How does it feel when you watch some of your co-stars not do as well and, you know, end up going back to their normal jobs? Is that upsetting to see?
I don't know because I'm a bit like, I went straight back to my normal job.
I think your normal job is different because you've kind of combined the two, but I guess stepping back completely.
Yeah, but I think the fact that you even got picked out of like thousands of people that apply, the fact that you even got chosen is like a bit of an achievement. And like it's an experience, like a once in a lifetime experience that not everyone will get to experience. Like you should be not grateful, but that is a good thing. I'm like, wow, like it's a once in a lifetime thing that I've done here.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean,
most of us will never know that feeling.
Yeah, you can't expect to just like be loved and liked and like things are different. I do think that there's a part of the show that kind of gets rote in a way. It's a bit like they kind of know who's going to be in there for a while or who's going to have what and do what because a lot of the years are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I think I know like two people that kind of felt a bit like disheartened by the whole thing. They felt like they really got put through it, like with the lockdowns and stuff like that. And then they came back out and nothing's happened from it.
Yeah.
But I think you need to, like, if you're going to do it, just don't expect too much. Just enjoy what you're going with.
Like, expect nothing and, you know, hope for the best. But like I said, it is to do with the effort you put yourself in.
Yeah.
It's not going to be handed to you on a plate.
Yeah, in any, the
especially
after,
anymore.
For sure.
I think, like, I remember Megan Barton Hanson's series, that everything was on offer for all of them.
Mm.
But now there is, I think, like 300 ex-Love Islanders running around London.
There's so many of us.
And that's what you're competing against. So I think to go in and think, right, I'm just going to be massive, is the wrong idea to it.
Yeah.
You know, I had a similar thing when I started the business. I thought I had one massive client, like huge millions of followers. I thought, I've made it. Absolutely bloody not. So far from it. I had to really, really work hard.
Yeah, you have to work hard. But you have to work hard for anything in life.
Yeah.
I think we are of a generation where people just expect things to be handed to them.
I don't know if it's our generation, though.
I mean, it would be nice.
It would be nice. But I remember, like, one of my first jobs, I worked in Shoe Zone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever told people that. I don't know if I should tell people that.
I love that.
Shoe Zone. I worked in Debenhams. I worked in a greasy calf. I worked in Yates and Croydon. Yeah. You know, I was tea bitch at like an office for work experience. You know, I feel like I've always put the work and the graft in.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not scared to do that. And I'm not scared to put the bins out. I'm not scared to do.
Yeah, same.
At home I am, though. I don't want to do the bins.
It's a man's job.
Daddy, please. But I think now there's a generation where sometimes they can be a bit shy. I don't want to say it for everyone because I don't think that's true. But,
yeah,
you know, I've done a lot of hiring.
Yeah, same.
And, you know, like some of the starting salaries I get asked for them, they've come out of uni. I'm thinking.
No, I think uni gives a full sense of like.
I understand the value, but you've got no experience and I need to teach you. And that's a lot of time. And everyone has a value. And if you come in and you ask me for a big salary and you've got the experience to back it, I won't even argue it. But if you're coming in and saying to me straight from uni, you want 60 grand a year for a job you've never done.
Don't. I'm like, £5 an hour.
Yeah. Sorry, she actually meant the legal minimum wage.
But no, I get what you're saying. I've worked from like the age of 12. I had a weekend job.
Yeah, I started from 14.
I was like collecting glasses in a pub. Like,
I did a paper round.
Yeah.
I actually eventually got sacked for, but.
Oh. But yeah. I wanted money. Like, I wanted to work. And my mum is a hard worker, still working now. She's like,
she's got a pub,
in
isn't
her
she?
60s. She does. She's
the
a
landlord.
Grafter. She's a landlady. Yeah.
She's a landlady.
She's a landlady. But she, she's a tough cookie, my mum. But she like had to raise three children, like had to keep a roof over our head somehow. And I really admire her that about her, that she didn't like turn around and like cry about it. She like thought about how she can actually like make a living, give us all a home, keep food on the table. And she kind of instilled for us to like work hard. So yeah, she's a good role model.
Oh, that was really lovely.
Mum, if you're watching, I love you. You've been great, sweetie.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah. She would think she created a monster, but.
You know what? I do think strong women raise strong women. I've always thought my mum she was part of the founding team of Race for Life.
Yeah.
She's a director of events at Cancer Research UK.
Oh,
she was a boss in her own right. And I always want it to kind of be a bit like, my dad's a teacher and like, honestly, hats off, could not do it.
Yeah.
You know, the teaching thing, the children thing alone. Geez.
Yeah.
Some of us are made for the children, some of us are not. I would like to put myself in the latter. But, you know, my mum.
If it was dogs, it'd be a different conversation though, wouldn't it?
Oh, I love to eat. yeah, I know. If you know me, you know I'm a dog woman. But, you know, my mum really didn't raise, you know, a full, you know, I started doing work experience young. I would be like 5, 6 coming into her office on my holidays and threatened to fire people if they didn't take a cookie that I made. Yeah, food poison, it's true.
I love
but
that.
Then I guess my dad, the teacher side, he taught me, you go to school even if you're sick. Unless you're dead, you go to school. You know, nothing worked. That head on the radiator thing didn't
work.
I was a teacher. I went to school ill. I went to school, all those things. But I think now I do not take days off. And not unless I had, like, when I had COVID, I took time off because just for other people's sake.
She's contagious.
She's contagious. It's not fair on anyone else. But I still worked.
Yeah.
Only one time I've ever, like, taken time off properly from this job. And it's when I had some family stuff.
Mm.
And then, but it's the same. I almost expect everyone to be like that, but they're not.
No,
and
they're
that's
not.
Fine.
Yeah.
But I've had to learn that's fine. At the time, I'm like, it's just a cough, get your ass to work. But actually, some of it, you shouldn't. It's just the way you're raised. I'm very tough love.
Yeah, same. And
I think that's how I am now. Even like my personal relationships, my work relationships, you know, I will make you the best person you physically can. But if I got complimented all the time, I'd do nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it is motivating. But I hear what you're saying. It is like, yeah, it's hard. Like when you're hiring people and stuff.
I find hiring really stressful. Yeah. So I actually am just the last stage now. The girls do it.
Yeah, you expect people to like care about what you have as much as you do, and they don't necessarily. Some people do.
Yes,
you
some do
find some girls, like not girls, but people in general that do. But yeah, it is difficult.
You know, there was something that actually I was always said to me when I first started. No one will love your business like you, because they just don't have as much to lose.
Yeah,
and it's like your baby. I'm really lucky. The team I've got, genuinely, they look at this like their own company. And I always say it's our company. We're building this together.
Yeah.
You had a shock of your life walking into the office earlier. You didn't know half the people in there.
I know. I was like, hello, everybody.
We've hired quite a lot. And yeah. You know, I'm really lucky we've hired some incredible women. Shockingly enough, not many men apply. I think no men apply for us.
Yeah. I think, though, what happens is when it's something small, like how we are, like you say, this is ours. Like I always say to like the girls, I'm like, anything you want to try new, like feel free, like come to me for anything. I'll talk about your life with me. But I don't know if that's because we're on like a similar age with them. But I think because it's also because it's smaller, you're not just treated as a body. Whereas if you work for like a big corporate industry, you like can just be, you're just another one. Like we can just replace you. You're just new. Whereas I'm like, no,
I love you. Like I think that's something that's nice about working in small companies or startups is that personal touch you get that you won't get anywhere else. Does this worry you as much as worries me? I think because I'm young, I've got my ear to the ground and I'm very much, I think I'm with it, right? And I understand the girls and I speak to the girls. But I'm going to be 30 soon and I'm nervous. The older I get, the less with it I'm going to be. Do you get scared?
Like I'm not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get scared of not being cool.
Well, I feel like I haven't ever really been cool in my life. Like,
no, you are cool. You're cool. You're like put together.
Are you sure? Yeah. I don't feel like it sometimes. No, but I think, I totally get that. I do feel like that's, but my mum said to me that she was so grateful to have me so late because I like kept her a bit young and cool. But now, like when I go into the shop, they'll be playing music and I'm like, what's this song? And she's like, it's on TikTok. And I'm like, is it? It's like, yeah, I knew that.
No, it's like, even I was on the train on the way here, these two young girls, they're on Snapchat doing these different trends. And I was like, I know that Snapchat's back, right? I found that a hard pill to swallow because I used to use it when I was like 13 or 14.
You're ahead of me. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's back. And people are monetizing, people are doing little series on it. I think I find the platform thing baffling.
There's too many. There's way too many.
I just hired a social media manager for the agency. Because, you know, I was running social media up to literally a week ago.
Yeah.
And it'd be literally like, a hiatus, like 2 weeks, nothing.
No.
And then one day it's boom. And then I'd have a week where I'd be like, it's just inconsistent. How am I preaching consistency when I am the least consistent person?
Oh, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm shocking with consistency.
Right. I'm moving on to...
You're like, I don't want to go over that with you.
I can't even talk about consistency in anything because I don't think I can give you a hard time because I'm not either.
You try. It's in a motivational way, though, so I'm here for it.
I know. Well, you know, the thing is, I'm really good at preaching. That's why I've hired someone to do. So now I've got, like, both ends.
Yeah, helping.
But I do want to talk about your new ventures in life. Yeah. One, being exciting, obviously, you are engaged and you are getting married. Thanks. Do you have a date yet or not?
No, of course I don't.
I've asked you this a lot and I'm waiting for can we at least have a party to celebrate 100% engagement?
Let's have a party.
This should have happened about 2 bloody years ago.
I've never organised myself even a birthday party. So the thought of like doing a wedding is really daunting. I'm like, I have about 10 friends, you included. I'm like, I don't have that many people, whereas my other half, he's Irish.
So he's family.
Like, oh, my mum and dad are going to have like 50 guests of their own. And then there's certain people that I work with that would really want to see me get married. And I'm just like...
How are you finding even... I feel like you're already married, right?
I know.
Because you like live together. Everything you do is together. How have you found that change in dynamics? I remember you first speaking to him and I remember you were like, well, it's not serious, but you had a toothbrush and a drawer. And there was like that conversation. And I said to you, I was like, it's serious. I was like, that's serious. Like you have a drawer.
Because he was my friend first.
How long were you friends for before?
Like 2 years. maybe a bit longer. I knew him before Love Island.
Oh, wow.
Nothing ever happened. We never, like, kissed or anything. But actually, that's a lie. That's a lie.
So you did some club nicking?
When I first met him, I walked up to him and just kissed him straight on the lips. Didn't even say my name. I know.
Wow.
Who is that person? Where is she gone? Because I don't even know her. I had a lot of tequila at this point.
Ah, she was drunk.
Makes sense. I was in the club.
She was club nicking.
Yeah, I was in the club. And so I just saw him and I was like, he's hot. Like, why not? So I just like went over to him and then I just was like, a freak. Like when I think about it, I'm like, that was so weird. I was like, don't ask me where I'm from. Don't ask me what I do for a living. I was like, a freak. I was like, stop following me. He was like, you just kissed me. And I was like,
yeah, that's outrageous behavior.
Chasing me. Like, who the hell does that? Anyway, so I gave him my number and he literally FaceTimed me like straight away the next day. And I was like, wow, that's confident. That's crazy, like me. So I was like, I would do that. Like, that's weird. I like it. And then because like I was newly single, nothing ever really came of it because I wasn't ready to be like intimate with anyone or anything like that. And I just genuinely enjoyed his company. My friends got along with his friends. So we always used to like go out together. And then it was weird. It was like after Love Island, I don't know. He still was like my mate. He was just always there.
Yeah, just plodding along.
I think
vice versa,
like I was just always like around.
Did you get into a relationship in between when you were in Love Island and stuff?
I don't know. Probably. We wasn't like,
you know, when it's that kind of like when you're friends and you both have different relationships in that time that you end up together. That's what I'm thinking
like,
in my head.
I was dating people.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
He was probably more than likely going on it, but I wasn't really like conversing with him like about my dates. He wasn't like my best friend.
No, you went on Love Island, the whole dating show.
And he didn't even know that I was going on there. Like he was my mate, but he wasn't like my best friend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. But I don't know. We just ended up but he would ring me like every day. I don't know. And I just really enjoyed his company. And it was just
was it a natural fit?
Our friends just kept being like, what are you two doing? Like, what is going on? You two just need to get together. And then like...
You did.
We did. And then he just gave me this bathroom. I got given a bathroom. Wow. And I was like, this is the conversation.
Yeah, it was.
And I was like, that's
not serious.
You
know what? Not me saying it was just a toothbrush. You got given a whole bathroom.
I got given a whole bathroom.
No.
He was like, you can use this bathroom for like, if you want to like come and stay or whatever. And I was just like, okay.
If I'm like,
I remember I was walking out of my house with like, I love an IKEA bag, like them big IKEA bags. I kept just filling it with clothes. And I was like walking out. My mum was like, you're moving out, aren't you? And I was like, no, I'm not moving out. Just arms of clothes. Just like,
and then eventually you moved out.
Yeah.
By this point you'd moved out.
Yeah. I feel like I sneakily just like,
but you know what? I like
leaving
things
more
that
and
are
more
quite
stuff.
Natural. I like natural things. Like things, you know.
My mom was like, this is too quick. You're friends. Like, how are you living with him already? And I'm like, I'm not living there. I'm like, don't get rid of my bed, mom. Like, keep my bedroom. Like, I mean, live here. But I was spending a majority of my week there.
But you were living there.
I was basically living there.
You're part-timing your mother's.
I was part-timing. But I feel like I wasn't ready to
admit it.
I'd left the nest.
The nest?
Yeah, like I left my mom.
And how does she feel about your husband-to-be?
She loves him. Everyone loves him, which is really annoying, but also really nice.
You're better at that than them hating.
Yeah, everyone does really love him. But he's great. Like, he is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really ask for more than that, I guess. And we, like, aww.
Look at all of us like in the room.
I don't want him to watch this because he's going to know I like him.
Well, I really hope he would know that anyway, considering you're about to put it literally put it on paper that you want to spend the rest of your lives together.
I know. I really should up my game, but...
I think we start slowly and have like a really nice, intimate party to celebrate the engagement that happened 2 years ago.
2 years ago on Christmas, we've got still time. It's like a year and a half and a quarter.
Yeah, Christmas is soon. So we could have a little party. Maybe like just something small. Yeah.
I feel like it happened so quick though.
It did. And it was a whirlwind because it was Christmas. And then by the time that we saw each other again, it was probably about the February. So it'd been about a month and a half.
And I think I kept him so private, like from Instagram and
stuff.
But
for ages you didn't want him on anything. I remember straight away we got an offer about them covering your wedding. And you were like, I've not even thought about that.
Yeah, I was like, Ed is not going to be for that. Like,
I think you've worn him down.
Little. He's got a bit better. Like he talks now on Instagram. But he's like, this is not for me. Like he's so funny. But as soon as you whip out a camera to him, he's like, Like nothing. It's so weird. He hates even photos. I can get like 2 photos out of him on holiday.
Better than no photos.
Yeah, but he doesn't, he's not on Instagram. He's not on any like social media. He's on LinkedIn.
A lot
LinkedIn.
Of people say you've hit the jackpot. He's not even on LinkedIn.
He's on LinkedIn.
Oh, he's on LinkedIn. He's on LinkedIn. I like a LinkedIn personally.
That's a yellow flag. I'm joking.
No, yeah, LinkedIn's great for business.
Yeah, yeah. He's on LinkedIn.
I like Facebook too, which is a weird one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a nosy Parker.
Yeah. He went on there, he has Instagram, but he like deactivates it all the time. He's like, he dabbles in and out, which is quite nice. Like he recently went on there, like recent went on to announce mm-hmm. that he was engaged. He's like, I want to let all my friends know. Like
what, on
no
Facebook?
One's gonna know, like on his Instagram.
Oh,
he's like, I'm gonna activate it
recently?
Again. Oh, sorry, not recently. When it happened.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, that's enough now. I'm coming back off of here. And I was like, okay.
So he announced his engagement and then that was it.
Yeah, radio he like, gets back off.
Oh, I love
which
him.
Is quite cute.
I like that.
Yeah, he's like, it's good to connect with friends, but he's like, then there's too much going on. It's like distracting.
I think some, yes, yeah, so it can be quite detrimental.
Yeah,
to some people.
I think especially where like he's working a lot, and then I think with my platform, he would get random messages from people and stuff, and he's like, I'm just not into that.
No,
like, which is fine. He just doesn't. He's not in that world, so he's like, this is strange. I don't like it.
No, I completely get that.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of talent who've had things like that.
Mm.
Like, fuck me, I used to have people, like weird men message me all the time, trying to get hold of like a client we used to have.
Yeah.
And like send me their dick pics. So I kind of get it. Right. And I feel like, I was like, I'm not with them like that, but cool, all right.
I just don't understand.
Like, I'm not going to share it and I don't want them to have to witness what I've seen, but.
I just don't understand them though. Like, do you think I'm going to open that and be like, oh, wow, yeah, that's getting me going. It's not. That
it's
is
not.
Never, in what world is that ever going to be?
It's never attractive looking ones that get sent either.
No.
Anyway, I'm going to move this on. What are the next steps for the shop? Have you got any big ambitions for your business?
I really want to expand. I obviously, like, we're online, which is great. I'd like to be throwing more, like, events and being a bit more professional with it. I would love another shop. I mean, I've got, like, a little one now, but I would love another one, like, in London. I was like looking at some
that.
Places.
Notting Hill feels like your vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at some places there and looked at some places in Hampstead High Street, but I mean, it's mental. Like,
the pricing is like crazy.
I don't know how people, well, no wonder loads of places close.
It's to do with like also what people don't realize. You go rent and then you do business rates on top of that.
Yeah.
Which is just like, it's just not even fair at this point. Like,
it's insane.
Because if whatever you say, you're paying $60,000 for the year on rent and then you have to get charged another 20 on top for the business rates.
Yeah. Just for like having certain square footage, you get charged more.
Oh, if you're one little bit over, that's it, you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
They won't even give you like an allowance.
The rent as well, like in London. I think I looked at one shop and it was like $200,000 for like the year.
And it's small, isn't it? Like it's a small shop too.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm looking, obviously, we need a bigger office.
How many hoops have I got to sell to get that?
I was going to make a really inappropriate stop.
Yeah.
We're looking at offices now and I've seen a few and it's like, for the square footage, it's, you know, you're thinking, they're charging $20,000. I'm thinking, no.
Yeah.
It would actually be cheaper to just rent a flat and do it like that, but you can't. So,
or to like even have everyone working from home. But it's like so nice to all come together.
I don't like working from home.
And have this like space.
I think we work so well because we're all together.
Yeah, I do.
It works for me.
I think it's much nicer. Like I love going in the shop. It's like one of my favorite days. Interacting with like the customers and stuff is the best.
And I feel like you see it when you walk into our office. Like there's a warm feeling.
Mm.
It's like nice to see the team.
Good energy.
Right. I am going to end this with my last question. If there was one part of your life that you would manage differently, what would that be?
Timekeeping.
Oh, phenomenal. Okay.
Yeah. I think I would timekeep better. I would do more with my time.
I like the fact that this is a if I could, but you could, you're just choosing not
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah. I was late here.
So, it started badly.
Yeah. I mean, I hate being late. I feel like I've really worked on it.
Kind of.
Hmm.
You know what? Baby steps. If you improve by 1% each day, by the end of the year, you'll be at least only 5 minutes late.
I feel like I've got so much time. And then bam, I'm like 27. I'm going to be 28 this year. I'm like, it just goes. Like, I just think I have so much more time. I don't.
Yeah,
I need to learn a language. I still don't know how to play the piano. There's so many things. I just like, I could manage my time better.
Oh,
I shouldn't be on Netflix. I should be learning the keyboard.
You know what? Yesterday I was reading a book and it was about habits. And one of them was like, if you do certain things, and I hadn't realized, but what I do before I go to bed for about 2 hours aimlessly on my phone, and then I can only sleep if I watch Shameless. So I put my phone next to bed, and that's a really terrible habit I've got. So no wonder I wake up and I'm like, yes, I'm like, let's have it.
Well, you think that's bad. I was falling asleep at one point to TikTok lives of like people just putting like gems in a bag.
Oh, I like the and oyster like,
extra
shovel one.
For you. Oh, that oyster
No. It's the one with the pearls.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. I would just have that on live.
I asked the question, like, is it painful? Are they okay?
I've woke up before and it's still going. I'm like, how is it still going?
Yeah, they have a lot of time.
It's mental.
So much coming on.
Thank you for having me. This has been great.
I really enjoyed myself.
Me too.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Managed. If you loved watching, please make sure you're following us so you can receive updates on our next episode. I'll see you next week.